Like we said last night, I mean, we didn't do really enough good things. And only one thing you can do after a battle, win or lose, and that's reorganize, refit, and regroup. And that's what we'll do.
Does a game like that make you consider changes, whether it's personnel or how plays are called or who calls plays?
We'll reorganize, we'll refit, we'll regroup.
After looking at the film, how did Ricky play in Justin's spot yesterday?
I mean, rather than go position by position or any one particular phase, we all I don't think anybody looks back on this and feels like it was good enough.
Did it seem as if they were testing him, though? Were they running toward that side to test out the new guy?
They had success in different areas, multiple areas. They did a good job.
What is wrong with Justin Smith's elbow?
He's got an issue with his. He's working through.
Procedure, or will he need to undergo a procedure?
He has not undergone a procedure.
Why was he upgraded from doubtful to questionable on Friday?
Because he's working through some things to get strength back, and he hasn't quite reached it to be able to play in the game yet. It's a process.
Did you feel on Friday there was a chance he could play?
Thought it was questionable.
Will he need surgery after the season?
We'll see.
Are you guys, how is Will Tukuafu? Does his injury further complicate that position?
Yeah, he's being evaluated.
You have enough bodies on the D-line right now to go into the playoffs without him and without Justin?
It'll be predicated on how both those guys are doing.
The injury to Manningham, just to make that look serious, do you expect to have him again this season?
Yeah, he'll be evaluated today. Further tests.
We have an MRI, Jim.
I believe he is getting an MRI. Yes.
Some of the players, at least Dante, I felt that the mental focus wasn't there. Did you see that as well?
I'm sorry, who's
the
that?
The mental focus and some of the players, you didn't think. He said the team wasn't mentally in tune.
Who are you talking about?
Dante had told us that. He said he thought in certain instances the team wasn't mentally in tune. When you look at the film, do you see more of that than maybe scheme problems are just being outplayed?
Like I said at the beginning, I we're going to move forward. No explanations, no excuses necessary.
After the game, Pete Carroll said about your offense, they are very deliberate, one of the slowest teams in terms of that, getting to the line of scrimmage and snapping the ball, and it caught them a couple of times. Why are you guys so deliberate? Is that an issue do you see that needs to be corrected?
There was a few instances, where we were slow.
Is that by design? Not necessarily, obviously, the timeouts or the penalties, but do you want to take that play clock up until the last few seconds?
No.
What do you do to correct that?
It's fix it.
There's another report today that some of the Seahawks players said that you were mocking them after the game at Candlestick in the parking lot with honking and saluting them, the team bus. Did that incident occur?
No, that did not occur. That's a fabrication.
Do you take a bus back to the hotel yourself? I mean, would you have even been in the car?
After the game?
Yeah.
I can't remember a time where I've left a game where the other team's still been there this entire season.
Does anything just given the amount of injuries at the end of the season this week, does anything just change as far as getting more rest in the home language during the week, or anything change in that regard?
The players will come in today, and they'll have tomorrow off.
Different about your team today than you did on Saturday before the game yesterday?
No, I feel our team's leadership. I feel our team's, the intellect of the staff. I think the talent of the players, the work ethic of the players will pave the way.
A lot of people questioning the spark of the team now compared to early on. What do you say to that going into the last week of the season?
No excuses or justifications. Our team needs to bounce back.
A couple more.
You had said last week when the fight back from New England, it was a pretty quiet fight. What was the fight back like after a game like that?
A quiet.
Yes. Speaking of the fact that NFL being such a roller coaster, after last week you guys were anointed the NFL's best team, and now it's like there are issues. I mean, how hard is it to, I guess, keep an even keel when one week you're so high and then seemingly you're so low in the next?
After a battle, whether it's a win or a loss, you regroup, you refit, you reorganize.
Third down seemed to be a big problem yesterday. Are there things that you look at changing in the third down? Are there big offensive changes that you foresee in the final weeks or going to the playoffs?
We'll always look at that, any area too, to reorganize and refit and fix if necessary.
What are the statuses of Vernon? Do you expect him to be able to play?
We'll see. I mean, the doctors will make that evaluation.
How much did yesterday maybe catch you by surprise? You know your team, but as Eric said, you come off a big win, Patriots. That was an exhausting one. I know that, but how much did yesterday's result maybe catch you off guard?
It didn't. Wasn't caught off guard.